Yeah, I know. I took a farm once too.
Well, oh no, please don't put that on now.
No, it isn't on yet. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah. The windmill was the power to run the grist mill.
Oh, it wasn't pumping water then?
No. No, my father put that mill up there.
On the northwest corner of the common.
Well, here's the...
No, you're not. Right up here, isn't it? Yeah.
What do you want, Mother?
This is the road.
Well, I was... Okay.
You
there,
want
there's
paper?
Where, that's where the Wheeler home is.
Yeah. Well, here's the...
This is the common right here. This little square.
Well,
so that must have been in this corner here.
Northwest. It wasn't on the common.
It wasn't.
There was a road around the common.
Yeah.
You know, you could
drive
clear around it. And now this was on the outside of the common, and that little
south of this road.
Well,
yeah, sit down here and make, I know what the common looks like.
I guess this other map is brighter, it would show better than this one.
There's the common right there.
The common is round, Marion.
Yeah, I know.
It isn't now, it's square.
I'm surprised there's one there.
All right, this would be the road going to your house, right? Or
now,
you
wait
go
a minute.
Ahead and...
Well, here's the church up here.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this grist mill was right here.
Okay. That's where who's this little Smith?
Nate Smith.
Yeah.
That's where the grist mill was?
Yeah.
The road that goes right straight down through here, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And this road that goes up here where the church is, and it was right in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was later moved to the west part of the town. Now,
I don't know where it went.
I can tell you so you'd know. Like,
maybe by the map.
I see that this? No.
And
there's a little girl. Oh, this was flunked by Ian. And I think for a lot of the trees are gone. This is the first telephone house.
That's what we wanted. Where Bradley used to live now, opposite the new school.
Yeah.
This is
ours. I can think of the name. Well, I'll think of it no matter now.
Yeah.
I'll think of it. But this was a grist mill.
And it ran on wind power.
It ran on wind power, and it was run by Henry Nichols, and he was the father of Ed Nichols,
who was the cheesemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Henry Nichols at that time lived there in the village, but he didn't always live there. He came from Cross Lake.
Crown Point or Ticonderoga, Port Henry?
No, I'll say Peru.
Oh.
I think that's where the Nicholses came from. And that was the...
Do you recall what was the name of this? Did they have a name on this road here that goes down from the church right straight west of the lake? What did they call that road?
You mean down over the hill?
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there was any name.
Well, John Petty told me once that that was the Willow Meadow Road.
Well, if he wanted to call it that, yes, it did go down by the Willow Meadow, sure.
What gets my goat in the worst way is that they have named this road the Middle Road, see? And I don't think it's a very pretty name. John Petty told me this was a Willow Meadow Road. I just wondered why in heaven's name they didn't use the Willow Meadow name. This, I suppose, used to be a Willow Meadow down here in the bottom of the hill. Because that's a swampy area that could very well
There used to be quite a stream through there.
Yeah, well, that...
Willow Meadow Brook there was quite a...
That was a Willow Meadow Brook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now they call, now they call it
skate there all day long.
Oh.
It used to that now they call it the East Branch of Dead Creek. that is the East Branch, and this other one over here is the West Branch.
What do you mean the one over?
Well,
where is it?
This is the East Branch of Dead Creek. This is the West Branch of Dead Creek.
Mr. and Mrs. Wheeler and your mother?
Mm-hmm. This one that goes right through here, see?
No, she's...
This is the center of town. And these are all little streams that ran into it.
Legally.
But...
She uses the arena, but...
Now this was quite a hill as you went, used to be as you
yeah,
went.
Yeah, it still is.
It is.
Yeah, it's blacktopped and all that, but it's still quite a hill. You go zoom.
Yeah, sharp hill, but quite steep.
Quite steep.
Mm-hmm.
And then when
and
it
that
gets down,
went down into the Myrie neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That the Myricks are down in here somewhere. Yeah. Hmm. Was this the Myrick School?
They never called it a Myrick School. They always called that the Hathorn District.
Hathorn is over here.
Hathorn's where Steve went
here.
To 4-H.
School number one.
Steve went to the Hathorn School for 4-H. Wasn't that in the Herbie Jackson place?
No.
When we first came?
That's Converse.
Oh, excuse me.
This Hathorn School... Was this one down here by Bert Palmer's?
Sure.
Huh.
Now wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong.
This is Bert Palmer's place here.
Well, there were 10 school districts in my day, but Abby Hemingway says there were 12 in...
Yeah.
Years before that.
Well, I think we sold 9 schools. I was on the school board at the time we put up the central school. And we sold the outlying schools. There was a brick schoolhouse, the Hathorn School, the Pratt School, and Converse School. But the town...
St. George's?
The one over there. What was that one? Hebert. At the time, and then the other one was a Crane School. But the town didn't own a speck of land that those schools were sitting on.
Maybe they were lucky.
Well, it didn't help any selling them.
Well, yeah.
Because the only person you could sell them to was the one who owned the land.
That's funny. They didn't own them.
The only one they owned the land was the brick schoolhouse down on the Crown Point Road. They owned that land, and we had something to sell. And I guess we got $1,200 for that one. But with the rest of them, we got $50 apiece for it, just about.
What did they do, just tear them down?
No, they just use them for storage or something.
Were there schoolhouses in any... condition at all?
They weren't too bad, but of course they were one-room schoolhouses.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And no facilities. And though, and of course at that time we had no water. And if anybody wanted water in school, you had to bring a pail of it from home.
Oh, I just don't know.
I went to do it. I went to three good schools.
You
oh,
did?
Yeah?
Oh.
Whereabouts is that?
Which one did you go to?
I went to the Pratt School, right, Mother? Mother, I would have gone to the Pratt School and the Congress School and the Village School.
And the Village School.
And you went to the Village School yourself, probably.
Yes.
That was the only one in Bridport. Or was there a high school or academy when you were there?
Well, the Masonic Hall, there was a, that...
Fletcher?
Huh?
Fletcher Academy?
No,
that was different.
That was a private school.
Oh.
That Fletcher School was a private school. Although, they did, I could... You know anything about Mary Bennett? You're over here? Over here?
Yes, we've heard of her. She's still living in Burlington.
Yep. Well, Mary is 77. Now, she doesn't remember a lot of things, but she's got papers. Her father was in the store there, you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
and he was a great hand to
collect.
Keep everything, you know. And her grandmother kept kept a diary, you know,
yeah.
for most of her life, I guess, clear up the day she died. But it is so sketchy. There's, she wrote in just a little space, you know, each day.
Each day, yeah.
And there's so little recorded that...
it's frustrating, isn't it?
Well, it would be to you or to her,
yeah.
because she doesn't know. She mentions these things. I'll show you a piece that she... And
it's got the storm of 1888, the whole days, a week.
But you couldn't put it together without you knew something
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
And
well, was there ever a boardwalk from the church up toward the North School? Do you remember a boardwalk?
What do you call them?
Not the North School.
North Store. Fletcher's?
Yeah, as far as Tom Fletcher's.
Up onto the main road and north.
There was a boardwalk from my house, from where I lived, up to the park.
Yeah, from here up to here.
And my father put in a gravel walk from the church, right past the cemetery, down to the store, and up. But it didn't go beyond the, well, where you go to Middlebury, where you
yeah.
have
yeah.
that road. And then you walked, was it just a dirt walk the rest of the way.
Oh.
Well, it probably, when it came to a ravine or something, you had a broad walk across it.
There was any up there, but he put in a...
It was a gravel walk. That's what Wallace Payne thought, but he had heard somebody call it a boardwalk. Now, maybe the boardwalk at your place was what he had
that
heard about.
That was old. I don't know. We had jump boards. We got, we knew all the ones that tipped up and would catch your toe on, you know.
Well, was there a lot more trees growing down there in what you called Willow Meadow by that brook? Was there a lot more trees down there?
Well, of course, I don't know how it looks today.
Pretty bare.
Yeah.
There's not a tree standing.
Well, there aren't many in the village yet.
No.
Either.
No. How long was that grist mill in operation?
Oh...
A All the time of your father's living there?
No, it was moved to a farm out there. I don't know who lived on the farm, who I could tell you.
Was it the west part of town?
Well, no, not really west. It was out in the, well.
Probably a crossroad.
You know where, you ever know where Carl Smith, you ever hear
yeah,
of him?
Yeah, we know his place.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, I think that was the place.
Oh.
Well, there's a windmill still standing there, but it's pumping water.
Oh, there is a mill there?
Yeah.
Is it a wood mill?
No.
Just the windmill.
Steel windmill.
Mm. Well, this
was a wooden one.
This was a wood mill, and it was...
Well, what kind of blades did it have on it? Wood blades?
I think so. The wheel was... It was a wood mill. It was made by my family way back. An Eclipse windmill. And it was, at that time, the mills were made in Boston. And my father worked for the
company.
Yeah. And he put this mill up. The tower was built right there on the park and then raised.
How high was it?
Oh, not more than 30 feet, something like that, 30, 40 feet.
Well, how close to the ground did the blades come? How big was the blades on the windmill?
Oh, I mean the tower was 30.
Yeah,
30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But were the big blades or small, or does it look like a windmill today?
I haven't seen a windmill today.
Well, the windmills today are darned awful small. I mean, they're not over 4 feet.
You mean the wheel?
The blades.
Going across, horizontal.
The ones that turn. The one that the wind activates.
Well, that'd be the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the tail.
Yeah.
The wheel and the tail.
Yeah. Well, how big was the wheel?
Quite large.
Yeah.
I'm not much on distances,
yeah.
But it was a pretty good-sized wheel.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't...
Just worth the trip to find that out.
Well, this windmill, what was it, Antiques magazine? Which magazine wrote up the windmills?
You mean what we've seen lately?
Well, no, this the story of the windmill and so on. I think I can find it. It's either Antiques or that spinning wheel.
What do you mean? I don't...
Don't you remember there was a long article about the origin of the windmills and so on?
Well, in my old paper there?
Yeah, you got, but in a magazine, not Tutu. Remember, you and Aunt Gertrude were both reading it. Well, never mind it now, but I can press it.
Oh, I can give you a history of the windmills, but that's way back.
It was a wheeler who... Make the first.
Well, did you
in
ever?
Report. No,
he
oh,
this story here about this Captain Hendy's house up on the very north edge of Bridport, next to the lake. Do you was there anything there at that time of Captain Hendy's house? Right now, of course, there's nothing.
He invented this windmill. It was patented.
Well, who's is? You mean there isn't anything there?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh. Well, now that's on the town line road?
No,
back,
it's...
Oh, dear.
It's all right.
It would be the other side of the town line road. I mean, the town line road runs from the... it was near the lake. It was near the lake itself. This Handy place was on the lake. And... there's a lot of history that runs around Captain Hendy's place.
Well, I don't know anything about Captain Hendy.
Yeah.
Well,
but I wondered if there was any house there.
Would that...
Was patented.
Are there any Smiths there?
Oh, there's lots of Smiths.
Yeah. She said yes.
Well,
there's eventually it was
up
sold.
Here. This is a Smith. This is a Smith, and there's a Smith here in this house, and there's a Smith back here, and there's another. There was another Smith.
I think that ought to be another.
These two were Smiths, and this is a Smith.
The windmill. There's another.
When I first came to town, and there's a Smith still living here, and they still own this farm, and this one's been sold. So, Nathan Smith lives up here on the park, where you say that mill used to be.
Let me copy this first part.
That's where Nathan Smith lives now.
If you want, you mean across the road?
Yeah, across the road from the park.
Right in the corner.
Right in that corner, yeah.
Well, that house is built by Ernest Norton.
In the town clerk's office.
And John Sunderland lived there.
And some of these things, now this book.
Well, I own a part of the John Sunderland farm.
No,
you mean down?
And it was one of
Yeah, when he lived out, he lived down now.
Well, he had a daughter, Harriet.
Yeah.
And she wrote.
He lived on this street here.
This is
right here.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. That was the John Sunderland.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Xerox.
Well, I own a chunk of land right in here.
I can do
75 acres, and they call it the John Sunderland parcel. When John Sunderland's estate was settled, apparently somebody bought that and tied it onto my farm over here.
He came to the village to live for the rest of his life.
And he moved to this corner or to this corner?
Oh, the hemorrhoids.
Well, the place you say, right across from where the windmill was.
Yeah.
How far down?
But there was a new house. It's not a very old house.
No, it's not very old. The fact is, Nate done an awful lot to it to make it livable. That's what made me wonder. It was a pretty sketchy thing. It looked like somebody's tenement house.
Yeah, right.
Well,
that house up there on the top of the hill, Hemingway House, that's the frame house that was left standing.
No, that I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Ernest Norton?
When we talked about Hemingway, I'm talking about the gazetteer.
I see.
And Abby Hemingway and her gazetteer says very little about it.
And the one across the road, that's an old place.
Yeah, well, that has burned and it's been rebuilt.
I didn't buy too much, but I found some things that were very
old place, and there was a wheelwright shop there.
Yeah. Did you get that? John Guyard's place was a Bessette place, and there was a wheelwright shop.
That's what I wanted to know. That's one of the questions. How long was that going, do you know, all of the time of your childhood?
What, the wheelwright
shop?
Oh, yes, long before my day.
Mm-hmm.
It was very...
Well, they had to have one pretty near every town.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have any wheels.
But it wasn't still going when you left in 1917?
No.
No.
But I know when it was going. I remember.
But you don't know when it stopped, probably.
Oh, they died. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
Now, the houses in the village are all of them very old.
Well, I could. I could play it back.
I notice that they're
naming him.
Looking up the.
Well, it would be interesting.
Houses.
It would be interesting to know who they were. Now, this was yours, the Wheeler place. Who lived next to you?
Elijah Grosvenor.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, because some of the Swintons live there now.
Well, they have, yes. They're not now.
No.
It's been sold again.
That wasn't a very old house. Very good house. Now, you know anything about Stark Farm?
Stark?
S-T-O-C-K, Stark Farm.
Yeah, I know all about Stark Farms, but what Stark Farm?
Well, it was over on 22A there, you know, on the main road.
No.
No, those buildings are all burned, you know.
The Niles, where the, you mean where Dave Hill lived?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I know that, yeah.
You got...
That's an icing farm nowadays.
That's what you call it.
Yeah, that's what it's known by.
Yeah. Yeah. Well...
Leo Connor Jr. lives there now. That is known as the stock farm. In your day.
And... when Hill lived there, the Hill stock farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's where you know about the...
the stallion. Blackhawk.
Yes.
Where he...
where he lived there for quite some time, a dozen years.
That land, that was, the buildings were,
very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gingerbread trim.
Yeah, filigree.
Filigree.
And all painted in two or three colors, you know, and it was quite a show place.
Yeah.
And the barns and all were north. Now those buildings all burned. And
complete, yeah.
And there was a racetrack just across the road to the mountain.
You go along past the farm, and where I tell you the old cheese factory, the Nichols Cheese Factory was, that place belonged to the Hill stock farm.
Oh, yeah.
And David Hill's brother lived there.
Thank you so much.
I could have given you tea.
Oh, no, this is wonderful.
Oh.
And you know there's a road that goes east.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you start up that road, there was another windmill.
For what? For what purpose? Pumping water or just...
pumping water for the whole...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other side of that road was where the track lot was.
Yeah.
And...
some coffee for you.
That...
thank you.
That track lot, I think the lightning struck every tree in this track lot.
Probably somebody's been betting on the horses.
Well, there was some attraction there. The lightning always struck over in the track lot.
You know, as a little girl, because I'd heard all these stories about the horses being buried there when I went by going to school.
And now to go back to the village, you said above my home.
Yeah.
Now the second house above my home
supposed to be buried there?
Was a little cottage like, and that belonged to the stock.
It says here are the bones of Blackhawk. Does that mean they dug him up?
Summers, you know, they just trained some relatives and so on. Well, now after the...
I want to write that down.
This
Blackhawk,
did you get that stock farm house?
About the gingerbread trim?
No. The next house north of Abner Grover's belonged to the stock farm.
You want coffee too?
Oh, not now. Just painting the same.
Oh, that was quite a thing then, to have them all the same trim.
Well, after all, you know, the Blackhawk did quite a lot of business for
him. Ethan Allen was buried
Uncle
in the racetrack too?
I don't know. They were supposed to... the horses were buried in front of the house, weren't they?
Well, they always told me that Blackhawk was buried in the... where you went in the driveway to go to the... in front of the house, that Blackhawk was buried over in the garden, the other side of the driveway.
And I always thought there ought to be a hump in the ground where he was buried. I looked for him, but...
it just wasn't.
Now, I have read recently that his bones were in some museum.
They're in the Morgan Horse Farm in Weybridge, it says. Blackhawk was buried.
Why don't you shut this off and tell her that? Yarn.
Yeah, I got it.
And I think Blackhawk's mother was white.
Yeah. Blackhawk's mother? No, he said it was jet black.
He was jet black.
He was.
He was jet black, but she was a white, white mare, That's right.
I think so. Because that's where the pictures were.
Yeah.
And of course, it was people that had one of those pictures. Now, I know where there was some. And Black Hawk, and then, and sheep. Pictures of sheep. In your living room.
Yeah. And but not pictures so much as sketches. The sheep, there was a lot of sketching done on the sheep.
Well, these were pictures, I think.
Yeah.
Do you have any pictures of sheep?
Do
mother?
I?
Oh. No, mother, did you have any pictures of sheep at home?
No. Grandfather had sheep, but a framed picture of sheep hung up in your living room, a ram hung up in your living room.
Really made the day.
Well, they were proud of it, They were worth money.
One of the Witherells in Cornwall has a sketch of sheep taken down by the lake, and it shows the bullwaggy in the background across the lake, and it shows the line fence of what would in your day have been the old Dan Hustis farm.
And Parrish.
It wasn't Parrish then, I think it was Bailey or something.
Oh.
But it was that line fence that is now my farm. And it shows this Virginia rail fence, and these two big sheep in the foreground.